Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 Cause there is no separation. Cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Peace. The dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul, because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. 'Cause no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet, living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat
is 'cause their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. Yet something happened, man, we stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's not like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. Tsunamis, wars and famines, between religions, misunderstandings, many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations, fear and separation, and I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration, everybody wants unification. A change is moving across the nation, yeah. We choose courage and real communication. It's 'cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality, yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we give. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, 'cause I'ma be the change, it's all.
Ourselves. The world needs us to wake up and to be real. Are you down? Are you ready? Are you awake? Are you alive? In this very hour, you'll listen and take the vow that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about.
Be the change you want to see. Yes, really? One world in harmony? How do you do that? You got to wake up. You got to open your eyes. You got to take out the cataracts from your eyes. You got to say, okay, I'm ready to see. Be the change, Gina Renee, featuring Michael Bernard Beckwith. And we started the show with Carly Jackson. A lesson in oneness. It all ties together. You can find Carly on Facebook and Gina Renee on Facebook. Carly, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N, and Gina Renee, G-I-N-A-R-E-N-E. Gina Renee, both of them on Facebook, reminding us that we're in this together. We got to wake up. We got to recognize we're one. You have to stop pretending because you can't heal what you are denying. I don't care how much you try to hide from me and say, it's all good. It's okay. I don't see it. It's not really bad. No, it's going to chase you down because what you run from, you run to. Chew on that for a minute. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. Where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference right now because you tuned in to yourself and you followed your guidance to listen to the show. Even if you say, oh, I just love to hear Bishop Carlton, I love how he drops it. You're tuning in to yourself and you're listening to your soul. Right now, you're making a difference. You're making a difference based on what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And now you're going to expand in consciousness after listening to this show, and you will have a choice to be the change you want to see, to heal what you're denying, or to just play small. You have a choice, but God ain't tripping, so I'm just saying. Yes, 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 you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And I am your host, Life Coach Ade. All the shows are archived, so you can download the shows. You can come back and listen to it. If you missed the beginning, the end, or you want to hear it all over again, come back and listen. It does help when you listen to it again. And, yeah, you can subscribe on iTunes by subscribing to Life Conversations, L-I-F-E, of course, Life Conversations. And if you have all the iStuff, the iPads and the iPods and the iPhones and whatever they're going to come up with next that we're all going to run to buy. No, not we, because I'm not buying it. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, whatever I you got, if you've got an I am, you can download the podcast and subscribe to Life Conversations. And we invite you to sign in on Blog Talk Radio. Some of you have signed in already. But if you did sign in with your Facebook account, we lovingly, nudgingly, that's a nudgingly, is that a word? I'm nudging you, I'm moving my shoulder like that. Go ahead, sign in with your Facebook account. So we can all heal, we can all grow, we can all stop pretending and take our heads out of the sand. And what needs to be healed? There's so much going on in the world. There's so much going on in my world that I don't want to see. There's so much in the world that goes on that it's just too painful. So I just kind of say, okay, God has got it. You know, I don't want to see it. And then I turn here, there it is again. Oh, my God, I don't want to see it. But no, you got to wake up. This is a time to wake up to face reality that we are one and we all have something to give to heal humanity. Are you ready to do your part? The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions, joining the conversation, and share your thoughts. What are you denying? What are you running from? Now be careful now. If you want to come and talk about, well, there's going to be a lot of we and they, but we've got to go to the bottom of it. You can come and share your story about what they do, but understand that you spot it, you got it. Got it? If you spot something, it's you have it. It's reflecting you. Now, if you say, well, no. Heck no, that ain't reflecting me. Okay, that's fine. You spot it, you got it. Now, if you see it, do something about it. Even better, you spot it, you got it, or spot it and heal it. So whatever you see in your life, in your family's life, and what's going on in the world that you do not like, that just drives you nuts, that breaks your heart, you got it, you spot it, you got it, or spot it and heal it. Ain't no joke being on this planet. Being on this planet ain't no joke. I said ain't no joke. Let's not fool ourselves. Being on this planet is challenging. That's why sometimes some people say, you know what, I'm just going to sleep this one out. Nope, I am not waking up. I don't know what you're talking about, oneness. Nope, I'm just going to keep my head in the sand. I don't want to hear about spirituality, about God's love. Nope. Too much for me. And we can be compassionate for those who want to be like that, who want to live their life like that. There are times we do that. We all do it. But sometimes we look away from things. So today's show is part of supporting you in reclaiming your power. This month, August, we're focusing on reclaiming our power. We want to support you to walk in your power. Bishop Carlton is going to be joining us. He's not here yet, so be patient. Breathe in. It's okay. All is well. He's going to be joining us. But we're really supporting you to reclaim your power. What in your life are you denying? Where in your life are you pretending? Do you need to clean out your room? That itself is denying something. I know. Yes, no, you don't. Because if you do, you'll do it. Because you can't know something and not do it. Because you really know you're supposed to do something. You really know. You'll do it. Example, if you're thirsty and you don't know you're thirsty, you're not going to do anything about it. If you're thirsty and you know you want water, you're going to get up rather than say, I'm thirsty. I know I'm supposed to drink some water. People would say, what are you talking about? Get up. So today's show is about reminding us that the world is thirsty and you are the channel through which God pours it. Or his or her living water. Would you be that cup for somebody else where they can drink the living water of God, of source, divine intelligence? Will you be that place? You can't do it if you deny what's really going on. So we've taken your calls, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your concerns, your fears, 347-426-3346. That's one on your keypad. You can also post your question on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach Ade Light page. Post your questions or comments there. Now, I think we have some issues going on. Maybe now that Mercury is like, okay, now let me turn around. I'm done now. I'm done healing the past. Let me move forward. I'm done messing up. Not even messing up. Let me heal conversations. Let me have a new awareness of a conversation that I'm supposed to have or I had that didn't go quite well. So Mercury said, great. I'm good now. We're all happy. Now it slipped back. Now, so having said that, what I'm saying is I think there's something going on with the email that's linked to the lifeconversationsmedia.com, the Ask Ade mini. But you can try it. But if you get a bounce back or something, some kind of message, let me know. But the best thing to do, maybe we just keep it to the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. We'll take your questions and your comments. We'll be happy to read it out. Sometimes people post questions for the show on my personal, on my personal life coaching page. But if you post it on there too, hopefully I get a notification and I get to it. And right now, as we get ready to start, I want to invite you and nudge you and say, share the show with your friends, your lovers, the people who get on your nerves, the people who pretend not to see what's really going on. Share the show with them. Say, oh, my spirit told me to share this with you. Your spirit? Yeah, my spirit. Tell them your spirit, something inside of you, whatever you need to do. Tell them this is the show. Post it on Facebook, Twitter, put it on all the social networks, and let's all grow together. 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment, or just before one, Celestial Moment today with Celeste Moment, so stay tuned for that. And this evening, we have, what is it called? The Play Experience with Ambassador Ferrer tonight. This evening, Ambassador Ferreira, the Play Experience, supporting you to purposely love and appreciate you through play, through loving yourself, through affirming yourself, appreciating yourself, healing yourself, every part of your body, the spiritual body, the emotional body, the mental body, the physical body, all of it needs to be healed and in alignment so you can experience heaven on earth. So tune in for that every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, which means bookmark it and come back every week or listen to the archive. I think we're ready to break down what we're talking about today. No, we're not. Yes, we are. I don't know. Yeah, next week we have quite a few people joining us. We have parents joining us talking about how they are reclaiming their power through parenting. Then we have Yvette joining us, a mother, a single mother, who really was told she was going to die. I think it was 3 years. And she decided to start leaving wisdom, insight, things to navigate this life for her children, and started writing and put it in a book. And then it hit us like, wait, you must be the change you want to see. She realized the things she was telling her children, she wasn't quite applying all of it in her life. So she's wanting them to do it, but she won't quite do it. And she said, hell, heavens no. Let me start being an example. Let me be the change that I want to see. And it transformed her life. She's going to be joining us next week. Yvette, we have Kefra and Colby joining us, parents. And then we have a shaman, Elena Rashford, joining us on Monday. So there's a lot going on. Just keep listening. Check us out on Facebook. That's pretty much updated. Your website is not. We need some help. I need somebody that could really love, you know, working on a website and, you know, just knows what to do. We need support. Oh, speaking of support, we need a lot of support, and we expanded. And so we invite you to go to pleasefund.com/pages/347. Right there you find out everything that we're doing. Life Conversations Radio is growing, and we're asking for your monetary support, and everyone that contributes financially will receive something. It's all written there, the reward you say. So let's see, what's today's show about? I've been going back and forth about sharing what triggered this. And once again, for those of you who are thinking, hey, Bishop Carlton, he's coming. He'll be here in about, let's see, about 30 minutes around that time. So I've been thinking, so I want to share the background of what was the catalyst for today's show. And but I think I must, because it is a catalyst. It's the foundation, and we can all relate to it. But I was hesitant because I don't want you to get distracted about the foundation, but it's part of the process. Because I'm going to give you a lot of different things, lists, some ideas that Celeste and I have worked with, that how we deny ourselves, how we deny what's happening in the world. But this came from a conversation, actually two conversations, or comments on Facebook. And the first time, I think about a week ago, 2 weeks ago or so, 2 weeks, 1 week ago, I don't know, past few days, give or take 10 days. So I post, you know, those of you who are friends with me on Facebook know I post everything. I post animals, post quotes and pictures of people, anything that moves my soul, anything that I love, children, something that's funny. And I think it was Gabby Douglas, maybe it was Gabby Serena that I posted that day. And one of my friends on Facebook said, I mean, he's from another country, and it's relevant why I'm saying this. So what I'm translating what he said, because he said something, how he said it was, why color? Are you discriminated? Now, when I kind of sensed that I knew what he was saying, I asked him, what did he mean? And basically, he was saying, why do you always put people of color on your wall? And for a minute, I had to take a deep breath. So take a breath. I don't even remember what I said. It's on there. I'm not going to go look at it now. But anyway, I'm not going to go into a long story about it. So I responded to him. I said, well, you're a friend, and you come here and share my thing, the post that I share. You come here regularly, daily. If you look at my wall, you can definitely see, this is not about Facebook, so just stay with me here. If you look at my wall, you can definitely see that I share every and anything that moves my soul. And so for me, it's like, wow, it's interesting that he would ask me, and yes, it's relevant, the brother is white, that what makes somebody ask me, a black man, am I discriminating because I'm putting a black woman on my wall? I put black, I put white, wherever people look from, anything that moves my soul, I put it on there. And I thought, interesting. So we went back and forth, not arguing and debating, just really making my point real clear. And I had to tell him eventually, I said, listen, I make no apologies for because he said black people. You know, we say black people. I said, I know I make no apologies for posting pictures of black or brown people on my wall. I'm not going to apologize for that. What that stimulated in me is just thinking about racism. No, the show's not about racism, but we don't talk about it. And if you can't handle it, come right back on Monday. Because really, you cannot heal what you deny. And it's a big, what we're denying humanity as a country, a global community, is so much. We deny so much. We deny truth. Let me just go through some things, and I'll come back to the rest of the story. You know, because, you know, you might say you're not racist. That's fine. Well, some of us are not, and some of us are. That's the truth. But there are those of us that deny that we love. We deny that we hate. We deny that we're in love. We deny we're in pain. We deny we're angry. We deny we're sad. We deny our weight. You know, we deny ourselves but doing things we don't want to do because we don't want people to know what we really feel. We deny our financial status. We deny we see color, especially when it comes to people. In other things, we see color. You know, we deny every time we refuse to be authentic about who we are. We're afraid to show up. We deny that we're uncomfortable when we know we're about to choke the life out of ourselves. Some of us are uncomfortable with compliments because we just don't want that light of love shining on us. We don't want to look at our shadow side. We deny that we have a side that we don't want to look at. Now, there are those of us who spend time doing that, highlighting that, but it's a thin line, as I said at the beginning of the show, it's a thin line between becoming somebody who creates more separation or healing it. So you spot it, you got it. Here's another one. People will deny they hurt in a whack attempt to appear strong. So they're hurting, but no, I'm fine. While they're steady bleeding, they just blood oozing and I'm like, no, that's not my injury. Absolutely not. I'm blessed and highly favored. You know, we've got to face reality. Now, I'll tell you the other thing that happened on Facebook, but before I do that, this conversation is about us individually asking ourselves, what can I do to be part of the healing of what I see in the world and what I see in my world? What am I denying? How can I be the change I want to see? How can I be the love that I want to see? How can I be the happiness that I want to see? How can I be the peace that I want to see? Maybe I need to stop buying those video games for my children. Maybe I need to really read the instructions. Maybe I need to play it with them and see. We wonder why there's so much violence. Why kids so this? Why kids so that? Kids nowadays don't respect their elders. Kids nowadays, but wait. The children, some of you might trip about saying kids, it's okay, I'm not getting caught up in words, kids, children, they are the fruit. We are the tree. If the fruit is rotten, then maybe we need to look to the tree. Once again, if this is uncomfortable, just breathe and take a breath. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. But, you know, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show is to stimulate thoughts to get us to wake up and be the change we want to see. A lot of people are saying 2012 and 2013 is an awakening, and sooner or later we'll become a humanity, a group of people who just love one another, we share love, we hug each other. But guess what? You got to clean up the funk. You have to clean up the funk in your life. You have to clean up the funk in life to get to a place where you can say, I love my home. I love my country. If you're a healthy junkie, it will be hard for you to really feel at peace. So this is part of how we clean up the mess. We clean up the mess. Are you ready? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're going to take some calls in a minute. And we're preparing for Bishop Carlton, who's going to be joining us real soon. And, you can post your questions, your comments on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, Ask Life Coach Ade radio show like page. And we'll get to it. And we have Celestial Moment at 1 o'clock. Let's see here. People are posting stuff already. Great. Let me go back here. Can we take a call now? No, let's go here. I want to welcome those of you in the chat room. I haven't welcomed you yet. We have Cheryl. Cheryl, where are you listening from? I saw something that suggested that you were in a different country. All this time I thought you were here. We have silent listeners. We have Capiz. I think that's Lulu, my sister. How are you doing? Lulu Santos. Those of you I can see in the chat room or those I can't see, welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you on the phone line is full. We got lots of people on here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of this conversation. I'm inviting you. What are you denying? Or what were you denying that now you're healing? Because if you spot it, you got it. I'm going to read this, and I want to take a quick break and come back with and tell you the rest of it. Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Let me read this first. So this is from Ancestral Blueprints. Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. This is a book written by Lisa Iverson, co-host of Ancestral Blueprints, every last Wednesday of the month. And she's talking about the shadow traits, the shadow self. She said, resistance to embrace one shadow is completely natural and a part of our shared humanity. While it is impossible to get rid of our shadow, we do get to choose how we relate to it. Our ego defense mechanism would have us deny or repress these traits or project the qualities onto other people. However, rejecting parts of ourselves limits access to our creativity, resources, and humanity. For this reason, accepting and learning from our shadow makes us more whole. That's what healing is. When you accept your shadow self and you're made whole, that's healing. Healing is to make whole. That's from Ancestral Blueprints. So where in your life are you blocking your blessings? Are you ignoring your shadow self? It is part of life. Now, the other part of the conversation with Facebook, and I'm going to say this and move on and talk about other areas where we deny our power, is I think it was around the same week. I put another post on Facebook. It's a great place. It was a great place to get content. So I put a post, and it said, is it okay for men to cry? So people say, yes, it's okay for men to cry, blah, blah, blah. Some people say, yeah, it's okay for men to cry and a woman to cry, but nobody likes a crybaby. And I'm thinking, what's that got to do with the conversation? You know, we have a word projected. Just answer yes or no and say, yes, men need to cry. But anyway, so then other comments were, yes, it's okay for men to cry, and men need to cry, something along the lines like, especially black men. And another friend said, why black men? So I felt myself triggered. It's like, if you have to ask, I don't know if you understand. Now, I observed the commentary that was going on, but it brought me to this place. And I came up with the phrase, I don't know if it was this, but just what came up for me was soul denial. You know, we deny when it comes to racism. We deny when it comes to sexism. We deny when we're talking about the economic status that we're in. We deny it when it comes to a neighborhood or what's really going on. And that soul denial is the thing that is causing us to experience the pain that we're experiencing in the world today, because your soul wants you to grow, your soul wants you to expand, your soul wants you to be so much more. This has been an interesting week for me. Yesterday, I was watching, I'm going to take a break after this, and then we're going to come back and take some calls. and then we'll deal with Bishop Carlton should be with us by then. Bishop Carlton, I was led to YouTube to watch some of the videos. And I came across one where Bishop Carlton was being interviewed. Man, I love Bishop Carlton. I've always loved him. Even before he's now teaching inclusion, I mean, I actually remember listening to his song, and I thought, this man can sing. So anyway, it was an interview with the panel. It was being interviewed by a lady, I think her name is Lexi. But anyway, you can take it out. Lexi show, just put that in, and you see Bishop Carlton there. And they had three other preachers there. Kind of long story short, the other preachers were, for the most part, two of them were totally against what Bishop Carlton's teaching. And some of the things they were saying, I'm thinking, oh, my God, how can you, where is that coming from? And then there was another brother who was sort of like, let's get to understand what Bishop Carlton is talking about. But the most important thing for me out of that, it was over an hour long, as I was watching it, it didn't feel too long. But one of the things was, people were disagreeing with Bishop Carlton, and there's another part I'll tell you about. But he sat down there, and you look at him, and he was just calm. He was collected. You don't feel him feeling. Even when he talked, you didn't feel him being nervous. I mean, Bishop Carlton was just so clear about where he is in consciousness that he was able to sit with his peers while they crucify him. Because one of the brothers decided, one of the preachers made up in his mind that Bishop Carlton, there's something wrong with him, and church people, let's pray for him, extend your hand to him so that, he didn't say pray the evil away, but he might as well have said that. And Bishop Carlton said, he looked at them and said, if you believe you are strong as you say you are, and with that prayer, if I'm going off the path, then I'll be back, meaning I'll be back to the church. And they all applaud. And he said, if you believe that you're strong as you say you are with that prayer, and what he's really saying is, Bishop, I don't need to speak for him, but from what I got from it is Bishop Carlton is saying, listen, I'm clear about where I stand. And where I stand right now is not in the line of what God wants. Guess what? I'll be back to where I used to be. But, of course, we know the rest of the story. How grounded are you in your truth? That when you sit with people, whatever they bring up, whatever they're talking about, racism, how grounded are you to be the healing light? Because when you deny that we are one, when you deny that we all have pain, when you deny that you had judgment, then we are all not healing. You cannot heal what you're denying. And too many of us are denying life. When we come back, we're going to take a call. I got a sister waiting in line, and I know she wants talk about this. Let's take a break. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Now, if you have any questions for Bishop Carlton to do with the topic, once again, post it on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. That makes life a lot easier. Let's take a break. 347-426-3346. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2. P.M. Easton. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
I've seen love and sorrow. I've made my own mistakes. I lost faith in tomorrow. I even lost my way. Then I learned forgiveness starts with me. I put my burden down and set my spirit free.
You know, when you realize that, you can go about this topic. You cannot heal what you are denying comes in many ways. There are those of us that feel like, yes, too many people are denying. They need to wake up. True. True. And there are other people saying, we got to just heal. We just got to love. True. But there's an in-between line. And that, the in-between is in the middle. Coming back to the middle is where healing is. Because, you know, if you're on the other side of the spectrum, you might alienate people. But wherever you are, whatever your experience is, that's what it is. That we need people to ring the alarm, to ring the bell, saying, listen, everybody, wake up. But the healing happens when we understand. We all fall down. That was State of Man. To find out more about State of Man, go to their website, stateofmanmusic.com. Stateofmanmusic.com. What are you denying today? Or what are you embracing? Maybe you were denying it, and now you're facing yourself, and you're beginning to say, you know, I need to do something about this. Are you denying that you have a gift? Are you denying that, you know, something needs to be done in your children's school, but you're not the one. Yeah, I'm just a mother. I'm just a father. I'm just a parent. Are you denying that, you know, we need to do something about homelessness? But you're like, I don't know. I used to do that. You know, there's so many things you can do to bring healing to this planet. But it's really about healing, and we have somebody who is demonstrating that, because sometimes your change happens on a global platform. The truth is everything that we're dealing with, everything that we're going through and growing through right now, just think of your life. Think of what you're going through, what you've been through, where you are today. You came on this planet to deal with it. It's not because it's a horrible planet. It's not because people are mean. And you can say they're mean too, but it's like, God is punishing you, or karma, you were mean in previous life, now you're being punished. No, you are on this planet to bring healing onto this planet. You jumped in. You said, I got this. I know how to bring love. I know how to bring healing. I know how to bring the healing that is needed for humanity. But something happened between saying yes and coming through that birth canal and going to school and living in the world. We're being culturally conditioned to think a certain kind of way, to think our way is better than somebody else's way, our religion is better than somebody else's, you know. And one group of people is better than the others. Or we would debate that. And then those of us that are moving and looking for healing say, well, you know, I don't see color. No. It is about waking up. 347-426-3346. We're waiting for Bishop Carlton. He should be joining us real soon. And his website address. Not you, but the one that is that, well, yeah. Okay, so here's the one to find out more about him. It's bishoppearson.com. Bishop Pearson, PEARSON.com. We're going to get ready for a celestial moment in a minute so we can make room and create space. We're doing things a little bit different today. And we invite you to call in 347-426-3346. Celestial, every you're ready, we're going to bring you on for Celestial Moment and preparing for Bishop Carlton. You can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. If you haven't liked it yet, why not? Go on there and like that page. Make me feel good. I got issues. If you don't like me, I get insecure. I want to know. Let's see. No, stop it. Don't even give that energy. Don't even give that energy. Let's do Celestial Moment. Let's press 1 when you're ready for me. I welcome all of you in the chat room and the phone lines. Reverend Deborah is in the house. What's up, Rev? I know you have something to say. Yeah. You're multitasking and doing other things. I know you have something to say. And all the other numbers here that I don't recognize. Pam. Yeah, I recognize that number. Let's go. Let's get ready for Celestial Moment. And then after this, we should have... I'll let you know when Bishop Carlton calls in. And you can call in with your questions, share your thoughts, 347-426-3346. And it's really about recognizing when you're being triggered. What is triggering you right now? Are you in a disagreement? That's when your soul is saying, there's something here to learn. That's when healing wants to happen. When you're pissed, when you're angry, when you're in a debate with somebody. And you leave with the same mindset and nothing has changed. Your soul is asking you and telling you cannot hear what you're denied, so stay open and receive it. And right now, let's receive Celeste Morgan for Celestial Moment. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
Hello, Life Coach Ade. You are full of fire today, my brother. Your soul is awake. Good. It's transforming fire, brother. Yes. Yes, I've been fired up. I've been fortunate to be engaged in these conversations with you and have been playing games with myself about how I deny my soul and taking that opportunity to take a step back on the track. I am the to get back on track again. So I thank you for your friendship and your powerful conversation. And I'm getting just fresh fruit even today. I'm very grateful today.
Yes, indeed. We give thanks. We all show up and we receive the blessings. And every point of view, every thought, every idea counts. We need each other. So thank you for your contribution.
Absolutely.
And what you add to it.
Yeah, you know I'm excited about Bishop Carlton.
Me too. Me too. I love that man. I love it. I have a whole new appreciation for him.
I know, right? Very powerful stuff. So I am going to get to it because I know that he is getting ready to join us. I can feel the gathering energy as we speak. It's quite powerful. So hello, family, everybody out there that I know and I don't know. Hopefully this won't be your first time or your last time joining us on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Good afternoon. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Thursday, August 9th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2029. Add 2029 and the energy of the day equals 13. 13 is the death card in tarot and Coyote, the trickster, in the medicine cards. But we are going to add one more time to take a fresh look of what's hiding underneath 13. 1 plus 3 equals 4. The fourth letter of the alphabet is B, and words like direction, determined, and dreams connect us to the divine energy found in the number 4. The number 4 shifts our conversation to one about power from the Emperor in tarot and gentleness from the Deer in medicine cards. Combine them together, and you won't have to worry about denying your soul. You will find you are in alignment when these tools are a part of your spiritual practice. But how do we deal with the contrast and the changes showing up in our lives? Well, 4 also shows up as the changer in the Black Angel cards, and that's where we're going to put our spotlight today. The changer comes reminding that you are transforming the foundation of your soul. You have 2 paths you can walk. You can be awake, evolving, or you can be asleep and fixed. Life is not static. It changes forms and reflects beautifully when we encounter the changing of the seasons. Slight shifts in daylight and nighttime may pass quickly if we are not still to pay attention. Then we all agree this is a fast-changing world of instant information and mixed messages, but there is something within you calling out to transition from where you are to where you want to be. Your location is only fixed as your thoughts. You are transformation manifested in a human soul. You embody change deep within. New and wonderful things come through you. But everyone can't handle your pace, so you might find yourself with the circle of acquaintances, or all alone. But as my friend likes to say, all one, one with the oneness. The changer asks you to remember that you're not lost. Rely on the courage you already possess to assess what you truly believe about yourself. From that place, you don't have to deny who you are, and you get to reclaim your power and learn to embrace change. All is well. I'll see you on Monday around 1. For another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. We be still and remember that we are all one and we all got issues and we all lie and that's the truth. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Celeste. Yes, indeed, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Today's topic is, you cannot heal what you are denying. You cannot heal what you are denying. What are you denying? What are you protecting? What are you projecting? What are you blaming? What are you judging? What are you criticizing? Where's the healing? The healing comes from opening our hearts to people's thoughts, their belief system, even their judgment sometimes, you know, because something that listening is it's an act of love, you know, because if people are judgmental and you just really talk to them and you recognize your own trigger, excuse me, you realize that you're triggered, that awareness helps you to have a better conversation rather than deny that you're upset. I shared a story that happened on Facebook. You know, and, you know, the brother and I, he kind of came back and said, you know, thank you for all the work you do. I'm not judging him. I understand he represents a certain kind of consciousness, and so do I. And I have to check myself and where else am I holding judgment about people. Is there any part of me that discriminates? Is there any part of you that discriminates? Because it's so easy to point fingers to others and get so crazy about it that we don't even look at ourselves. We are indeed one. We are one. And the truth is, it's about us getting to a deeper understanding of who and what God is. See, there's two realms. You know, some people will say no. I'd say the oneness of you, the duality of oneness. You know, as a spiritual being having a human experience, then you sort of live in two worlds. You know, we've got to just, it is, you live in a realm where there's time and space, and you're also in a space in another realm where there's no time and space. That's your spiritual realm. That's your spiritual home. That's the essence of who you are. That's what's really in control. You know, crazy analogy, but if you had a car dealership, if you own a car dealership, and you know that you can drive any car, so you're the owner of the car, you can drive any car, so you can drive this car today, next car tomorrow, but if you're the one buying it, you can just buy one car and be stuck with it for as long as you're stuck with it. Now, the spirit is can choose, your spirit is expensive, has choices, options. Can express itself through many, many forms. But in the spiritual realm, it's like you've got this vehicle, this body, the belief system that you're carrying. You got to work through that. So the healing we need, and even, let's turn this up a little bit. Let's turn this up a little bit. Even what you deny about politics, about other people, even when you judge other people because they have a different political views about you are not healing it. You're actually adding more to the mess. Okay, did I say that? Yes. Now, it doesn't mean that you play dumb, but it's really recognizing that. If you spot it, you got it. And if you recognize that and remember that you're one with the one, that you're one with God, and what God is love, is life, is creativity, is joy, is harmony, your job, your responsibility is to cultivate a loving relationship so that you can be the face of God on this planet. You can be the home for the homeless. You can be the food for the hungry. You can be the love for those who are hurting. And by denying it, you add more to the pain. By denying it, you add more to the pain. You cannot heal what you deny. And it's all about change. It's all about recognizing that everything is energy. You can't create it. You can't destroy it. But you can tune in and change, transform it. That's all it is. Because some of the things we deal with on the human level, racism, sexism, it's just part, it's a school for us to develop our soul expression, our soul mission. And if you're willing to grow, if you're willing to be whole, if you're willing to embrace your shadow self, because it is natural, you will change, you will be made whole, and then you can sit back when things happen and you're triggered and you're in a disagreement, you're pissed and you're angry, you can say, everything must change. The young becomes the old, and we're going to play Bishop Carlson right now, Everything Must Change. We'll be right back.
Albert Einstein said, "No problem can be solved from the same consciousness that created it. We must see the world anew." When we apply this quote to our lives, we see that we cannot create abundance by staying in the consciousness of poverty. Nor can we gain a sense of power in our lives while identifying with ourselves as a victim. And whether our intention is to change ourselves or some element of the world around us, We cannot simply wish for transformation or hope that our lives will be altered through circumstance. If our patterns of thought and behavior remain unchanged, our lives will continue to unfold much as they have previously. Making change, managing change, and mastering change is on the agenda of all who expect to remain relevant and relate to this new season in the universe and in time. Wayne Dyer puts it this way: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold, 'cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. Rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring. Summer beaches foam.
Back and tuning into yourself, by tuning into the radio, by tuning into yourself, you don't miss out. Everything changes. You can hold on, but you have a choice. Let go or get dragged. Today we're talking about you cannot heal what you are denying. And Bishop Carlton's in the house. But stop denying and just trust it's going to change. You got to show up. You got to be the change you want to see. And you get your you know what whooped by life. And he comes out, shows up at this evening because you're denying the healing that needs to happen. Bishop Carlton, you need to go get yourself a copy of that song and listen to it every morning. So no matter what you're dealing with, your challenge, you can just listen to that prayer. And you feel the tears well up in your consciousness, in your eyes, and you feel yourself made new. Website is, excuse me, what is going on with my voice today? I'm not going to take my voice. I refuse, I'm going to speak up. BishopPearson.com. Find out more, you can find out more about Bishop Pearson. And let me read his bio and bring him on. You know him, but I just want to, those, maybe one or two people who don't know him. Just let me tell you a little bit about him. I love this song. Everything must change, and it is. And when you say yes, you better put your seatbelt on. Bishop Pearson is blazing a new trail of spiritual leadership on a global scale with 30 years of celebrated national media exposure. Bishop Pearson has demonstrated that he's an esteemed, articulate, and leading authority of the modern Pentecostal church. He's the author of The Gospel of Inclusion. How can that make you nervous? Anyway, I digress. He's the author of The Gospel of Inclusion and the current book is, now this will shake you, this will make you shake in your boots. God is not a Christian, nor a Jew, Muslim, Hindu, fill in the blank. God dwells with us, in us, around us, as us. If that don't change your consciousness, nothing will. And I also want to tell those of you in Atlanta, well, everyone really, Bishop Pearson will be in Atlanta this Sunday. Yeah, I get to see him. Ha, the joys of being in Atlanta. But if you don't live in Atlanta, you can still see him. He's going to be speaking at Hillside International Truth Center, my church home. Dr. Barbara King is the minister there, founding minister. And the show, service is archived as well. Streamed. Stay on point. Hillsidechapel.org is the website address, hillsidechapel.org, and you can, the service is 8 o'clock and 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Get that right now, 8 o'clock and 10:30 a.m. Eastern. So tune in, you can catch him even if you're not in Atlanta. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics. We have a lot of them. Physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my brother, a wonderful teacher, myself, Bishop Carlton Pearson. Welcome, Bishop Pearson. How are you doing? Welcome home.
Are they treating you right, buddy?
it sounds like it. I get good stuff. The people who are in that gym can't get to me because I'm surrounded by the light.
That was a play on words. I was saying Ade and Ade treat. How are they treating you, buddy? Glad to be here today.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin your joke. Okay, you want to try that again?
Ade treating you right, man?
Yeah, baby, that's right. They treat me right.
You know, the question is never are they treating you right. It's all are you treating you right. It's we always look at how other people perceive us, but life starts and stops with how we experience ourselves, how we express ourselves, how we expose ourselves, what we know, believe, and experience of ourselves. So that's very powerful. That puts the power back in your hands and takes it out of everybody else's as regards to you as a person.
Yes, and it's about a knowledge of self. I mean, this is home for you. And I want to ask this question. I know I've asked you before, but I know that every day we're rediscovering ourselves. We're having a new awareness of ourselves. Who are you? Who is Bishop Pearson?
Bishop Pearson is an evolving entity, a spirit that is recognizing its divinity and expressed as a human. Human being human. Where is the divinity? I'm building a bridge between my divine self and my human self, which I think is the crux that most people on the planet are trying to sort through. They are really aware of their divinity, but they're also aware of their humanity, and sometimes they clash. So we try to bridge the gap because we have a mind, we have a body, but we are spirit. Or spirits. We are energy. We are breath. We are pneuma in Greek, wind, breath. So how do we, and that's the dominant reality, how we express that through our humanity is an art and a science as well as a grace. So every human being, whether they know it or not, are constantly trying to navigate and negotiate their spirituality with their humanity. And that's where, the way to do it is to remember your divinity, not just discover it, but recover it, and remember that you made a choice to come to this plane or planet of consciousness, and you're in agreement with yourself. You're not a victim of destiny or of creation, but you are in covenant with creation and creator, and we are in agreement. So when we get into that sync or that rhythm or that vibration, we start walking in that cadence as opposed to the decadence of who we are, and we stop dying and start living.
You talk about balancing, and when you say we expressing our spirit is an art and a science. And I think that's a lifelong journey. There's a challenge. You know, today's topic is you cannot heal what you're denying. And we do have a tendency to deny life, to deny our love, to deny our pain, to deny that the troubles that are going on in the world is not happening. Because we think if we look at it, then we won't be able to function. What are your thoughts about today's topic when we talk about you can't heal what you're denying?
Well, first of all, life itself, I heard a doctor say, is a sexually transmitted disease that is incurable and ultimately terminal because we all go through the experience we call death or transition. But it's not untreatable. Growing old is inevitable. Growing up is optional. You choose to do that. So how do we handle the disease or dis-ease of being humans, human beings being human? It's not an easy answer, but it is a subtle answer, and it takes evolution of consciousness to know how to navigate through your humanness, because there are pain. You know, like we develop because of this, though I say this is life is an incurable disease, it is not an untreatable disease. So we treat it with religion, people treat it with drugs, people treat it with a piece of chocolate cake. People treat it by what they're doing is they develop coping mechanisms and behavioral modifications and ultimately pain management. We're always trying to manage our pain, and we use education, money, something to distract us from our hurt. Facing mm-hmm. the hurts is how you heal it. First, you mm-hmm. acknowledge that it's there. I am hurting today. Don't say, why am I hurting? Say, where did the pain come from? Because most of our pain is historical. It mm-hmm. comes out of our past, and it's a result of wounded memories, you know, wounded childhoods, mm-hmm. fractured trust, and these things lead to bitter root judgments.
Mm-hmm.
And judgment is really more lethal and painful and destructive than hurt, because we make what I call bitter root expectancies, self-fulfilling mm-hmm. prophecies. You know, we create an environment where people repeat what we think has disdained us all our lives. We say things like, go ahead, hit me, go on and leave me. Go ahead and curse me. Go ahead and ignore me. Go ahead and betray me. Everybody else has done it. These are expectations of defeat, bitter root judgment. I'll never trust a man again. I'll never trust a woman again. I'll never trust a preacher or a doctor or a lawyer again. I'll never allow this to happen to me. My marriage, you start making all these inner vows, and they then become your reality. The thing, you know, what you fight, you ignite. What you resist, persists. So you embrace the situation. You embrace the conflict and create your own peace. First, you don't allow it to intimidate you. Yes, I'm hurting. Okay, where did this pain come from? It's usually the emotional pain, again, is a memory out of our past. So we go back to that memory, and we don't try to erase the memory. We try to take the lie embedded in that memory out. The lie that says you were abandoned by God or abandoned or you're alienated, you're isolated, you're alone, you have no recourse. That's the feeling that frightens people the most. You don't deny it. You embrace it. I've had to do that. It would be disingenuous, Ade, for me to say that all that I have been through in my life, especially as a result of the expanded consciousness and, you know, what I went through in the so-called Christian movement, and I love Christians, I love the movement, all this, but I went through a lot of pain. It would be disingenuous for me to say it didn't affect me, but mm-hmm. I can also say it didn't infect me or mm-hmm. defect me. So when yes. I acknowledge the fact, yes, I'm affected by this pain, I'm not going to deny it. Oh, yes, but I'm not going to let the pain infect or defect me. I will acknowledge it and then detach myself. I won't deny it. I'll just detach myself from it, and it will not have a long-term negative effect on me.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was sharing before you came on, I came across a video on YouTube yesterday. You know, you literally grew up in everybody's world. Your life is on a platform. And I was watching a video about you, and I was telling Celeste, my co-producer, I was like, you know, I've always loved Bishop Pearson, but right now I have a deeper respect for that brother, because he was on the show with Lexi, and you had other preachers join you. And, you know, just some of the things they were saying, for me looking at it, I said, that is just so ugly. But what touched me the most was you sat down there and you listened. And when it's your time to talk, you talk. You just respond to them. I love when you said, if you're as powerful as you think you are, and you pray that prayer for me to come back, then I'll be back. And for me, there was such a a display of surrender, that you were so grounded in your new awareness that you did not need to fight. You didn't ignite it. You didn't need to resist it. You just said, okay, you prayed, you believe in it. If you're as powerful and something needs to shift, then I will. And for me, I was like, wow, that is such a powerful place to come from. I can't think of another word. And I want to ask you, just from that, how did you get to that place? And I'm asking you for people who are going through a change in their world. They, you know, maybe a divorce, whatever, they're moving, they lost a loved one. There's so much going on. They know they have to step up in life and really shine their light, but they're afraid of what's to come because they don't know what it is, but they're so uncomfortable where they are. How did you develop that to be able to, if you will, I'm saying this, Bishop Pearson, to sit with the enemy and still be able to say, I love you?
Well, the enemy is enemy. You know, I don't.
That's right.
I don't see any external enemies. I don't allow that because that gives power, some of my power away. Anything that's happening to me, I had something to do with its creation, even a conversation. I'm always dealing with my, again, navigating and sorting through and out of my own realities, the things that I create, because nothing exists except that which I have somehow created. That's how powerful we are as created in the by the Creator. We instinctively, habitually, intrinsically, innately create. Our job, mine as a minister, is to remind you of how powerful you are and that you have to get in control of what you create by being aware that you are Creator, made in the image and likeness of God. Anything else is an illusion. So you're constantly, just like physically, you are creating saliva. You're creating urine unconsciously. Your body is creating more blood cells, and you're losing some and gaining some. There's things happening in you automatically. You are always in a creative mode, but you must decide the model of what you create and the modality in which you create it. Viktor Frankl, the late Holocaust survivor, psychiatrist, lived well into his 90s, said, "To live is to suffer. To survive is to find meaning in the suffering, to find significance. What is the sign? What is the significance? Why am I going through this? What has it come to teach me? I'm not going to deny that I'm hurting. I'm not going to deny that I feel displaced or that I feel anxious or a sense of anxiety or even a sense of fear. I'm going to confront it. I'm not going to combat it. I'm just going to confront it because it's come to teach me something. For some reason, I created this, and I only create things that are constructive, so I will not allow them to be destructive. What are you here for?" And it's just it's having first a monologue and then a dialogue with yourself. And that happens in silence, in meditation. You have to turn the TV off, turn the music off, turn your iPad off, sit and meditate. Just like the body has its own healing properties, you have antibodies in you. Every human being, for the most part, has cancer cells either potentially or active in their body, especially older people who've lived some while. We have cancer cells in our body at any given time. But you have power antibodies naturally working in your body to protect the system. When your immune system, of course, is down, that's when those cancer cells can overcome the other good cells and cause death. So I keep telling myself that I have everything in me that I need to be who I was sent here to be. I am my own healing property. I have my own healing power. It's not from an outside source. I am that source. God created me that way. So I embrace who I am. I embrace even the pain, even the conflict. And out of that energy of pain and conflict, I will turn it into a positive and create in the midst of the storm, as the scripture says, peace that passes all understanding. I need some crazy peace. I need some peace that doesn't make any sense. I need some pieces off the chain. So that's what we do. I am creating this crazy piece in the midst of this storm. I'm not denying the storm. I am the not E-Y-E, but the capital I of that storm. I'm going to be talking about that next week, at next Sunday at Hillside.
Yes, yes.
I am the eye of the storm, the center where there's peace.
I think of when you say, you know, I'm creating this, and I am my own healing power, and there is no enemy. It's my inner me, and it's that thing. That's when you can sit with somebody who you perceive or you think you're judging, you're criticizing, and be able to say, "Wait, what do I need to learn from this?" Rather than pushing it away, resisting it, and pretend it doesn't happen. And it does take for me. I feel like, you know, we have to be on our spiritual practice. Really commit to developing that. You said discover, not just discover our divinity, but recover our divinity. So that when something is happening, we can see the God in it, or just a piece of God, just a little piece of God to say, "Okay, God, I'm holding on. I'm challenged here." And that's really. I want to. Before I take a call,
I want to ask you this whole thing when you talk about creating. How do we apply that idea, that principle? How do we apply it when it comes to homelessness, when it comes to domestic abuse, children being abused, sexual abuse? How do we take that? How do we apply that to see God in all of that, or to actually be the healing agent in that situation?
Well, like Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Don't make it right. See it right. Perception and interpretation. Okay, like if you're in an abusive situation, or you have bills piled up, and all of us know what that's like to feel alienated or isolated, how will I interpret this situation in a way that quantifies it and qualifies it and adds to my augmentation rather than diminishing me? Because nobody's hurting in that moment but you. So, okay, I've got bills piled up, or I got a partner or a spouse with whom I don't get along. I feel abused or misused or whatever. Okay, how am I going to interpret that, why it came to this place? Now, that takes some time. It doesn't pay a bill automatically. But it's like, okay, how am I going to let this particular situation influence and affect my life, not defect or infect it, but what am I going to do with it? You stop right there. And then through the power of creative thought, and this is what most people don't realize, if I'm in that situation, I did something to create it. Otherwise, I'm powerless. I'm not. That diminishes the victim consciousness. If you think somebody has, that you have the short end of the stick, why does this always happen to me, you're the victim, then you're going to grovel in that victim and die. Mm-hmm. But if you say, wait a minute, this only happened because I permitted it to, somehow in my consciousness, I created this. So if I created it, I can uncreate it. People go through hell for years and years and years, popping pills, drugs, alcohol, trying to deaden their senses. The same effort they use to deny or deaden, they can use that energy to create something other than. Now, that's a deliberate, intentional act on our part. The counselor, you can go to counselors, you can go to church, you know, you pray, you meditate, you sing. There's all these things. Some people just drink a glass of whiskey, or they smoke a joint, or they have a couple cans of beer, or just a big old fat piece of chocolate cake, you know, just something to stimulate you. But it doesn't resolve the matter. It is like you're treating the symptoms rather than the seed. What is the seed or source of my pain? Why did it come here? When I had an encounter with a cancer experience some years ago, about 10 years ago, first I had to decide whether I was going to panic or confront it. Not combat it, but confront it. What are you here for? It's like I had that conversation. Okay, well, how did I get to this place or this space? Why is cancer in my body? Why are my antibodies not strong enough to overcome these cancer cells? What am I doing to contribute to this? And what has it come to teach me? So, hello, that song, the movie Lady Sings the Blues, where Diana Ross sings, she's playing the role of, who was it? I forgot. And she says, good morning, heartache, sit down. Good morning, heartache. What are you here for? Sit down, let's talk. How do we create each other? That's how I sort through my issues. Okay, I'm hurting today. I don't deny that. Come in, you're here for a reason. I said to the cancer, you're here for a reason. I'm not going to let you kill me, so what did you come to teach me? Because I'm going to learn it, and I'm going to learn it quick, and I want you to get on down the road so I can get on down my road. What are you here for? And that's the way I negotiated that experience. Cancer-free today, but I had this before, letting it exasperate and amplify and magnify in my system and in my soul. I confronted it there, and I used this scripture. Be careful, or the scripture says, don't forget to entertain, I think I may have said this to you before, strangers, or some have entertained angels unaware. To entertain means to host. Don't be hostile toward what you're going through. Host it. Embrace it. What are you here for? Sit down. Let's talk. Your strange idea, your strange conversation, I've never had this strange invasion in my mind or my body. This is a relationship that seems crazy. Okay, what are you here for? There's a message. I'm going to make you angelic. You have a message. That's what angel means, messenger. You have a message for some have entertained messages that they were not aware of. We go through a lot of experiences, and we miss the message. And every time we miss the message, we have to repeat the course.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, why are you here? How come I'm mad? I was mad last week at the same thing. What you here for again?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep marrying same kind of crazy people, like having dates or going with people that do the same thing you every time, or having the same problem on every job you get? It's something in that problem that keeps reappearing that you are supposed to learn and that you refuse to, so it keeps showing up.
Yes. Yes.
See, that anxiety manifests. So I'm at the place now, at this stage of my life, where I realize how powerfully creative I am. So to a feat is a thing done. To defeat is to undo. So if you created it, you can uncreate it. Or you can create something else that supersedes it. That's what I tell people, because they want you to write out a check and pay the bill, or suddenly extract them from that relationship, or somebody dies, or some dramatic quick fix. It's not a lot of quick fixes except that which you create in consciousness.
Indeed, indeed. And we gotta remember our divinity, discover and recover it. I want to play something here, 30 seconds, and then I want to take a call. Bishop Pearson, we have somebody who wants to share something with you. And you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad, and we'll come to you. And we're going to go to Carly Jackson now, and in a minute. Carly Jackson.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Oh, yes, you are. So you don't need to deny, because you cannot heal what you deny. You got to face it. You got to ask it, what does it have for you? What do you have to teach me? I'm going to learn it, so you can go about your business and I can go about my business. And the singer of that beautiful affirmation is in the house, Carly Jackson. How are you doing, my sister?
I'm good. I'm so excited. I was so looking forward to this show.
What would you like to hear yourself singing to yourself?
What'd you say?
Okay, go ahead. Bishop Pearson is listening. I know you want to say something. Go ahead.
Bishop, yes, I wanted to, well, first of all, thank you for the tons of nuggets that I got from listening to you today. And I'm looking forward to you coming back to New York. I remember I saw you on a program, and I just was, like, blown away. And I called my friends from my church. I said, oh, my God, we have to go and see him speak. You were coming to Reverend Ike's church.
The United Palace, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. And I remember booking there, because in my head – what you had to say was so powerful that I was like, we're not going to get a seat.
Oh.
And when we got there, I was just thinking, you've got to be kidding. I could not believe how many seats there were that were available. And I'm thinking, this is like world changing information. And you know, that kind of disappointed me. It made me feel like, wow, what is going on with the world?
Yeah, that's a 3,500 seat auditorium, and it rarely has more than 200 or 300 people there each Sunday. I was going up once a month trying to help them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm in communication with them now. We've now placed a young pastor there. Reverend Ike used to pack it years ago.
Yeah.
I think, and you bring up a very powerful and to me passionate point. I think the message we have is so transform. It's not just inspirational or informational. It literally is transformational. It really transfixes and transfigures people's lives. And that's why this particular Audace show and us getting the – we've got to stop narrow casting but broadcasting. That's my primary objective right now, is to get this message out. I think, like you, people would come if they knew it was available.
Mm.
You know?
Okay.
And they don't. Some folks are used to the same old stuff, the warmed over, you know, meals that they've had for years and years. It's greasy and it's too much sodium in it or too much sugar in it. And it doesn't, it satisfies their appetite, but it doesn't, it brings no nutrition to the soul. So
right.
What we're trying to do is get this message to a much larger audience. And it's very healing and very hope-filled. And I'm so glad you noticed that.
I
just had a conversation with the people in New York this week. I'm in conversation with them now. What can we do? The guy that's writing the manuscript, there's a movie coming out titled Heretic by Mark Forster is the director. He did Stranger Than Fiction, but the movie with Halle Berry, several movies. He's one of the top four directors. He's an agnostic, and the guy that's writing it, Mark Henschel, he lives in New York. He's an atheist.
Okay.
But they love this message so much that they're putting it on the silver screen with the same Endgame production that did Hotel Rwanda. They're saying if we could get your message out, Bishop. Now, these are agnostics and atheists who are saying your message is so important. It's transformational. If we could get your message out. They were going to do a made-for-TV movie with HBO. Mark himself shifted it to the silver screen saying we got to find a way of getting millions to hear this. So you've really, obviously, you've touched a passionate a note in me to say, yes, we must find a way to bring these precious truths to other people and larger groups. Well, I'm going online. I'm going to start. I'm going to launch an online. We're going to have a reading room that I'm calling it Streaming Consciousness. Well, I'll take some of the books like Power of Intention or Course in Miracles or some of my books, and for 1 hour a week, sit and read. We'll read through the books together and discuss these transformational truths. And I'm expecting thousands to be from all over the world. We have them in England already, South Africa, way up in Alaska, St. Petersburg, Russia, people that are wanting to transform.
Jamaica.
Well, we're going to have that up by October 1st.
Jamaica, New York is down.
Are you in New York now?
Yes, I'm in New York.
What an incredible voice you have. Wow. Okay, the next time I come, I'll make sure that I get to meet you. Yes, we'll come to New York. I might start coming to New York once a month or more often than I've been coming to that same place, and we work it out. You bring your friends, and we'll get the word out because it's an afternoon gathering, and I think people will come if they know.
Well, you know, my choir director, Greg Stamper, I know that he connected with you somehow musically, but I'm telling you, you've got a team out here, so you do not have to think about that.
And definitely, Bishop, you got to connect with Carly because she is a wonderful singer. I interviewed her a few days ago, and you definitely, because I was actually going to connect you, send an email, so I'm glad this is happening right now.
I was about to say, please follow through on that and get us connected because I will email her and talk to the Minister of Music, whom I've already talked to once. We need to create something in New York that can help change thousands and thousands of lives, and we can do it. We will. My God, that's a major turnoff for me.
Yes. Thank you, my sister. Keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for reminding us that we are one.
And don't ever stop singing my or dreaming.
That's right. Thank you, Carly. Bishop Carlton, you brought up a point that's trying to trigger something for me. You know, your book, The Gospel of Inclusion, it causes people to go, whoa, and then some people are like, oh, thank goodness for this kind of message. Your new book is God is Not a Christian or Jew, Muslim, or Hindu. And now you put a movie together that's been produced by an atheist, and, you know, this whole thing about God. What do you see that is happening in humanity that's causing this shift? And even in your own life, what are you really experiencing with, you know, people that may have not talked to you maybe 15 years ago, now want to support your work? What do you see that's happening in humanity in that we're more receptive to a new good news, if you will?
Jesus is quoted as saying in 2,000 years ago to his disciples, "Lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age." I think we've come to the end of that age when Jesus would be with us and become as us, the Christ consciousness, that as we go out of the age of Pisces, and I know this scares people who are uncomfortable with astrology, zodiac, the word zodiac comes from the Greek word zao, or zoe, which means life. zoology, the animal sentient or the animal principle at work in us. And all throughout biblical or scriptural history, including the star that led that the wise men saw, that was they were astronomers and astrologists who believed in the ethereal, you know, the esoteric, and they were looking for a messianic presence. We still are, except the second coming of Christ is in consciousness. And that's why people are becoming increasingly disillusioned with, disenchanted with religion as we've known it the last 2,000 years. Jesus is with us to the end of the age. He once said to his disciples, I must go so the comforter can come. But we have refused to let him go, so we're not comforted. There's as much anxiety in religion as outside of it, you know, almost. So I find a lot of religious people that are full of anxiety and tension and stress and duress, and they're angry, and they fight among each other, and there's politics and all, because we don't let Jesus go so that the comforter, because Jesus was an external experience, the comforter or parakletos, the comforter, the one called alongside to help, the Holy Spirit at work in us. We've not fully embraced that. We Pentecostals thought we did, but no, we are so into, and this makes some people sound that it's Antichrist. There's no such thing as Antichrist in a person who is conscious of Christ. So we're very comfortable with that. But I think people are beginning to relinquish the hold on the religion that bared the name and replace it with the experience that removes the shame. We become the Christ we're looking for, Christ in you and as you, I add, the hope of glory or clarity. So that's why I think nowadays people, and I hear from thousands upon thousands from all over the world who are saying, you know what, my religion's not working for me anymore. It used to when I was a kid. I still have a little emotion, but it's not transforming. It does inspire me to a certain extent. Catholics who go through the ritual of their the prayers and the beads, and so with the Islamic people who pray, counting the repetitions and the beads, and Pentecostals who may speak in tongues and shout. We all still get a little bit of a passion and, you know, some inspiration from that. But we're not seeing the transformation. The next step, Ade, is transformation. It transcends, if you will, inspiration and information. We don't need another book. There'll be plenty, of course. But we've got books. We've got writers and writings. We need to transcend and transform. That's what the soul of humanity, it says all of creation, is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons or children of divinity, children of God, for us to embrace our God selves and go on. That's the move right now. That's the shift. And we must help articulate it. I think people like us, and even the beautiful young woman that we just spoke to, we are midwives. And all the people that I call new thought folks or expanded consciousness, those who've embraced this progressive mindset of esoteric thinking, we are the midwives to help birth this thing. And the baby's already in the birth canal. I'm telling you, the renaissance or revival is in the birth canal now. We are having some contractions and some birth pain because this baby's coming. the glory is coming. The clarity is coming. The power is sweeping the whole planet. And I wouldn't say that unless if I wasn't hearing from as far away as Malaysia and way up in Alaska, way down to Cape Town, South Africa. This thing is global. There is a global shift in religious sensibilities. People are recovering their spiritual selves. It is powerful.
So this, you talk about transcending and transforming, and sometimes you know, the whole thing of transcending and transforming is about really outgrowing the drama, the issues, and the challenges, and changing form. But there are people who will look around and say, oh, this transforming, the part of transformation you're talking about, and transcending, and the baby is being born, it's a new time. But there's so much going on. You know, there's the incident that happened in Aurora, Colorado. There's the shooting that happened in Sikh Temple on last Sunday. It seems to be more hate and war, and we can't get along. Someone's listening to this saying, but Bishop Carlton, how is this stressful? I see more evil in the world than good. Can you please help me out? What would you say to them?
Well, perception is the ultimate reality, but not necessarily the ultimate truth. How do you interpret that perception? If you say, I see more evil in the world, okay, I do too. I had a conversation with Billy Graham several years ago during the Oklahoma bombing, and it was in the 1900s, the past century, and I forget the exact date of it, but it was terrible, and he came to Oklahoma City, and he said to me, we had breakfast, we spent the whole day together, actually, from morning till the President Clinton, the cabinet, everybody was there seeing, it was a big thing in Oklahoma City, and we had this big memorial, and he was the main speaker, but I went to the governor's mansion to receive him that morning at the governor's request, because he was to meet the president and all that group. So Billy Graham and Ruth and my wife and I, we had the whole day together, literally. We had breakfast that morning, and he was saying, you know, I've been preaching 50 years, son, and it seems like the world is getting worse. He said, I never dreamed that the worst act of terrorism on American soil would be in Oklahoma City. I'm here to memorialize 160 or 70 people who'd been killed. We were all traumatized. This was less than a week, since the bombing had taken place. He said, I'm wondering now what we're missing. Because I've worked so hard. He said, I traveled. I was away from my family for months at a time. He said, you young people can get on supersonic jets and be someplace in a matter of hours. We had to get on ships and go if we were going to preach in India. It took us 3 weeks to get there. We couldn't come back, do a three-day crusade. We had to do a three-month crusade. He said, I was away from my wife and kids, and he talked about that a little bit. He had Parkinson's disease, and he was already shaking and trembling. He told me it hurt to even hold a pen, when he was writing his memoirs. I could feel his grief. I could feel his anxiety. I could feel his pain because he had preached so hard and so long and sacrificed so much, and yet it seemed almost an exercise in futility because now an American had done this. And now, of course, that was before 9/11. So, yes, we are having to say, okay, maybe we're missing it. Maybe we've gone about it in a wrong way because religion – which are fear-based theologies, sometimes 80% superstition, has created in the collective consciousness of the planet, we have created the wars and rumors of wars because of the way we think. If you think God is mean, angry, judgmental, vindictive, holds 6,000 to million-year-old grudges and has this towering infernal, subterranean inferno that he's going to burn everybody he hates, the male God.
Right.
If you think that's the God you worship, then you're going to take on that same nature of hatred and vindictiveness. Hitler had his Auschwitz chambers and burning the Jews because he felt he was serving, as he said, his Lord and Savior. That's in my book. Hitler claimed to be a Christian. Hitler learned to burn his enemies by reading scripture, if you will, because God ultimately burns his or its. God has anger management problems. And so we're afraid of this God, but we worship the God who creates hells, whether for demons or those who follow demons. to even imagine or perceive a God who is that pathological and that tormented and is that angry and has eternal vengeance. If you're going to be eternally damned or doomed or condemned, those terms all mean the same thing, and you're going to be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of your teeth eternally, that means God eternally doesn't forgive, if there's anything to forgive. You know, we've created this model, these modes of appeasing an angry God and pleasing a difficult God, and it's driving us crazy.
So
we drop bombs on each other instead of blankets. We hate and we fight and we say, my dogs or my God's bigger than your God. My God, you know, I call it, don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I call it penance envy. My penance is greater than yours. The way I repent and appease God is better than yours. So you should become a Muslim or a Jew or a Christian or a Hindu or a Muslim or whatever. We all have our moral codes and our formulas, and we envy each other's.
Mm-hmm.
You pray five times a day. Well, I'll pray three. Well, I'll go to Mass three times every day or a week. And, well, I pray in the tongues all day. Well, I meditate. I'm a good transcendental meditationist. I'm a good unity. I'm a good universalist. I'm a good student of truth. I've got it. You know, we all have these competitive models and modalities. That now is crumbling in front of us. The universe is correcting itself from global warming to the dissolution of religious structures.
Yes.
And infrastructures. So we start all over anew. We're really becoming born again.
Indeed, indeed. Yes, yes, yes. And the pain and the struggles that we're feeling is part of the birthing pain that you said. The baby's coming and we're feeling the contraction. And we just have to breathe and push. Breathe and push. Even the men, breathe and push. What does that look like? Just keep breathing and pushing. Yes,
right.
Yes.
Breathe and push.
Just breathe and push. I don't know if I can deal with this, man. Just breathe and push. It's okay. You're going to get through it.
And another part of that, part of that, and I remember when I was in the birthing suite, when both our children were done, I got pretty dramatic in there, so I forgot. I was getting my hee-hees and hoo-hoos off when you were supposed to go hee-hee-hee-hoo-hoo. And I was getting the mix up. After a while, I said, babe, just have the baby, because God created you to have it. Just have this baby. I'm standing right here. I don't care how you breathe. Just breathe. And I didn't have to even tell her to breathe, because she was breathing in naturally. But sometimes we try to recreate something that is organically, naturally going to happen. This revival or renewal or renaissance spiritually, this esoteric movement, is organically ordained. Religion can fight it all you want. There is a move of divinity on this planet that's going to happen with or without our cooperation. Whether or not you enjoy it is up to you, but it will happen. It is happening. I know preachers and bishops and potentates, if you will, who I have private conversations. They come to me like Nicodemus by night, when they're like Nicodemus came to Jesus, and they say, look, man, we need to talk. One preacher said, I love the crowds, but I hate the people. I'm miserable. I'm successful. I got a big crowd, but I'm not fulfilled. I'm empty. It's like I'm a chef preparing a meal, and everybody enjoys it but me. What am I missing, man?
Wow.
And I say, make the change, brother. Manage the change, and then master it.
Indeed.
We can do this.
Indeed. The change is happening. I heard a famous preacher here in Atlanta. I was just led to watch a program, and he was saying something along the line that the miracles already happened. You have to accept it. I was like, whoa. He said, you don't have to ask God for it to happen. It's already done.
Yeah.
I said, whoa, normally this same person used to say, you got to pray to God and you're a sinner. But it's like he was teaching metaphysics. It was like you just have to accept it. I was like, okay, the change is definitely happening. If it's happening in traditional Christian churches. But Bishop Carlson, it's always a blessing to talk with you, to share with you, and you're home just whenever you want to just share. I know you're doing that already, but I'm so grateful that we get the opportunity to have this conversation with you. Are you gonna be in Hillside this Sunday or next Sunday?
This coming Sunday of the
11th.
The 11th. And then I'm coming twice a month starting September.
Oh, wow.
Every two Sundays a month back to back at Hillside. I'll be coming now. That's what something the bishop and I arranged recently. She asked me if I'd come twice a month. So I said, yeah, let's just do it. Let's make it happen.
A change must come. And those of you who are not living in Atlanta, the website address is hillsidechapel.org. Hillsidechapel.org. The service is streamed, so you can always catch Bishop Carlton. And you said something about an online class you're starting. Is there a website? Is there somewhere people can register right now, or are you still working on it?
We're still working on it. I should have that ready. But the next time I do an interview with you, I'll come on your show and announce it. But, yes, we hope to have it up no later than the first week of October for these web rooms. We're going to have people who subscribe to it, you know, for a minimal amount a month, they like maybe $10 or $20 a month. They'll have a different access than the normal crowd. They'll be able to go into this room, and we'll sit. We'll have a powerful book on astral theology. That is, you really changed the way I think about a lot of things. We're going to talk about heaven and hell and where did the Bible come from and human sexuality and homosexuality and aliens and UFOs and just a lot of hard things that are out there. What does all this mean? What is the age of Aquarius? We'll be on that those webinars and those reading rooms on right on December whatever it is 2012 when everybody thinks the world's going to come to an end.
Yes, let's have a
we'll
party.
Talk about some of that stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. Awesome.
Oh, I am so thankful. I'm so grateful, and I give thanks to Michelle as well for reaching out. As you know, any and every time you want to just send us an email or text, whatever, just scream out, send a prayer out. The answer is always yes. Thank you, Bishop
so
Carlton.
Gracious.
And your
thank
website
you,
address is Bishop
BishopPearson.com.
Okay, good. And is there a subscription there where people can sign up as a mailing list so that way they can be updated on all the places you're going to be?
Yeah, Willie, my fan pages are Max, of course. My Facebook pages. We have a fan page, and people for some reason think I'm denying them friendship, but I can't put any more. If I open another fan, that limit is 5,000. So, but on the fan page, you know, you can have a million people,
right,
friends.
Exactly.
And when I'm doing something, I'll be doing commentaries, I'll be tweeting, I'll be communicating. We're going to be doing something every morning for people who will subscribe to a special relationship with us. All that will be up and going by October 1st, if not before. But if they go to the fan page, and
which is Facebook.com, Bishop Pearson fan page. Bishop Pearson's is an S. Bishop Pearson's fan page, or just type his name. If you can't add him as a friend, it's because the personal one you can't. But you see the fan page. It's Facebook.com, Bishop Pearson's fan page.
Yeah.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. And thank
can't
you
wait
for
to, brother.
Saying yes. Thank you for saying yes to life. And thank you for saying yes to the Neo Awareness, because you are truly making a difference in the world.
I love you, my brother. Thanks so much.
Love
I'll see you
too.
On Sunday. Bring your friends.
Okay.
Bring your mom in. Bring your mama in.
I sure will.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye. Life is good. It's getting better. I'm going to release the show with another song from Carly Jackson. I started the show with We Are One. I'm going to end it just because that's what Bishop Pearson is kind of sharing with us. We got to understand everything that you're dealing with and moving through, you created it. You are one with the one. Trust the process. Trust the power within you to transform and transcend the issues in your life, the issues in your tissues. I'm out of here. I'll be back tomorrow, Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you join Ambassador tonight. This evening, 7 p.m. Eastern for the Play Experience. The Play Experience Show. That's what it is. .com. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love is the true essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. Don't deny it. And allow the love to flow back to you and move through you. Be loved. You are here to love and be loved. This is Carly Jackson, A Lesson in Oneness. I'm out of here. Thank you for tuning in. Peace and blessings.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. We are one.
separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.